This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. When a deadly aftershock the size of a strong earthquake struck Japan yesterday, the first thing many thought of was the Fukushima power plant. Now it appears the quake has not increased the problems at that damaged nuclear facility. Workers at the plant did evacuate for a while, but repair efforts continued after a short delay. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca is in Tokyo, where he's been monitoring recovery efforts. And Joe, did that quake do any damage at all to the Fukushima power plant or any of those other nuclear power plants in the area?
Well, the operator of the plant at Fukushima says that there was no particular damage there and no additional radiation leaks. But there are several other nuclear plants in the region, and quite a few of them lost primary power for a while, but they all have backup power, and so they switched over fairly rapidly, so there wasn't any serious outages. The one interesting thing is that the earthquake actually caused water to slosh around in some of these pools where they keep spent fuel, and some of it spilled out onto the ground, but not a great deal. I mean, we're talking quarts instead of gallons or thousands of gallons.
Last week, our colleague John Hamilton described the Fukushima power plant as like a patient in intensive care, very sick, but expected to recover. How does that patient look as of this morning?
Well, to maintain that metaphor, the patient is probably out of the ICU, but still needing long-term hospitalization. There's a lot of work to do before this plant is brought completely under control. So the main thing that's happened this week is that fresh water is covering the fuel rods in the reactor core, and also fresh water and some salt water has been added to the pools where the spent fuel is kept. The other thing is that some of the instrumentation that was knocked out so they can tell what's actually going on at the plant has been brought back online. But it's pretty clear the fuel in the cores has been damaged, and at least in one of the reactors, that's number two, the primary containment, which is supposed to keep the radioactive water from going out of the plant, is cracked, and so the water has been leaking into nearby buildings, and of course, for a while, it was leaking into the sea nearby.
And what is going to happen to all that contaminated water?
Well, basically, it has to be put somewhere. It has to be put somewhere and stored and then ultimately treated so that the radioactive elements in the water can be removed and stored in a longer-term facility. And that's been a problem. That's why they've been pumping this water with a low level of radiation into the ocean to free up room for the more contaminated water that's sloshing around in the plant. They're talking about bringing a barge in and filling that up with water. So it's going to be a trick. It's a lot of water to take care of.
What about the threat to human health at this point in time?
Well, if you're working at the plant, there's still a lot of radiation there, and so that's the most obvious threat. The farther away you get, the less concern there is. There have been reports of contamination in food, vegetables, and in fish. But again, these are contaminations at a level that, yes, they would violate safety standards, but no, they're not going to make you sick on the spot or something like that.
Joe, there in Tokyo, where you are, you're about 150 miles away from the Fukushima plant. Are people there nervous about being exposed to radiation?
Well, yes and no. I think it's the food that's causing the most concern, but there's something about radiation and being exposed to any kind of radiation that just seems to set off a kind of a fear reaction that isn't necessarily rational. It's amazing to me. This is a country that has a lot of earthquakes, and people seem to be take those in stride. But this leakage, even 150 miles away with a barely detectable level, still seems to make people a little bit nervous. It's an interesting insight into human nature.
Joe, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Joe Palca speaking to us from Tokyo.